B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. The Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
Our senior class beat up Mickey Mouse and threw him in a lake.
I told women that you are absolutely beautiful, and evidently that's creepy to tell strangers.
I just want to say I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning.
This is not good for society, children.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, and today is September 1st, 2021.
Sure is.
It is a new month. The month of fall. To some, I mean, this is like fall, right?
Yeah, pumpkin spice lattes.
Right?
Yeah, you live in Canada, I guess.
I mean, I know we're in Charlotte and it's hot.
But it is socially acceptable. I understand what you mean, right? Because it is socially acceptable now to pull out your fall decorations.
Right? Yeah, right. That's what I was feeling.
Light your pumpkin spice candles.
Yeah. It's September now. Back to school, kids going to, you know.
Be as basic as you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to do to turn down the temperature is okay.
Right.
It's actually going to be pretty nice today.
I know. I got scared. We work in a weird environment to where the studio is either an icebox or it's too hot. We rarely get comfortable. And it's all because of what the weather's doing outside. And so my thought process this morning is like, I better wear a long sleeve because I bet our AC system is still rigged up for 100 degrees outside.
Right.
And it was going to be an icebox in here.
Yeah, because if it's 100 degrees outside, it's usually Antarctica in the studio.
Right, because it's pretty cold in here, I think.
Oh, is it? But I wouldn't know because I have long sleeves.
No, I don't think it's.
No, I have pants on and I'm like, good thing I wear pants.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. The hotter it is outside, the colder it gets in this ice box of a studio.
You're wearing pants. You know, when I was a 911 operator, I was never allowed to wear shorts at work, ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Because evidently that's unacceptable to wear shorts.
Right.
In the workplace.
Yeah, I told you when I worked at this joint radio station / TV station, the owner owned the local WB and he also owned the radio stations. The news people complained on how the radio people dressed because we had to cut through their studios to go to our studios. And so we had this big meeting and I was like 22. And the thing I loved most about radio was I didn't have to dress up and I could wear shorts all the time.
Yeah.
The guy, our program director was like, and by the way, radio side, no more shorts. I didn't even listen. I mean,
good for you.
Yeah, I was like, is he serious? So, well, let's go around the room and talk about the one thing we need to know today. Roy, what's on your mind?
Nothing too much. You know, I had a guy come out to come look at my bed because it's broken. And I thought...
I'm going to ask the question everyone is thinking. How did you break your bed?
Well, it's just.
I'm thinking there's a bed repairman.
Right?
Also hung up there, yes.
But it's like the mattress. It's not like the frame or anything. It's like some of the springs are not where I want it to be or whatever. But anyways, so I bought bed insurance when I first bought this bed, which, by the way, is a real thing.
I had no idea.
It's like one of those things when you buy a bed and they're like, hey, for $150, would you like to add it? And at the time, I was like, all right, why not? And then so I was like, you know what? Why not go ahead and get some of this stuff on this mattress fixed? Well, I guess I was confused on what the process was. I don't know if I thought he would show up with a repair toolkit or what he would do. But all he did was come in and like
sit on the bed.
No, take photos, write something on a piece of paper and left. And for the insurance claim. I know to fix a mattress, it's not like there's a hood. You know what I mean? Like, but in my head, I thought he was going to come
and get down, jack up the bed, get underneath it.
I was like, I don't know why I thought he was actually going to come here and fix springs or something.
Right. No, you probably have to get a new mattress.
Right. Yeah. That's what I realized. But I guess in my head, I thought it was going to be totally different. Meanwhile, he just like showed up, took some photos, wrote stuff down and left.
Hey, I'm Mike, the mattress repair guy. I'd love to fix your springs.
I don't know. I was so taken back. I've never had this.
It's funny that you mentioned a bed because that was the one thing I was going to share with you today is my daughter got a big bed and she's 3 and Amanda's got this old bed frame that's been like in her family forever. And on Sunday, it was out in the garage for years. So we wiped it off, cleaned it with a toothbrush, wipes, everything. And then we had to go buy a mattress and box
Box spring.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the there's two sizes to the box spring. We got the bigger size box spring, the big mattress, and the big bed. My daughter needs an elevator to get on top of this bed. It is so high. I put it together yesterday, and I was like taking pictures and sending it to Amanda. She's like, "It's really high." I was like, "No, it's not really that bad." And like, it is tall. I mean, maybe
she doesn't need box springs.
Maybe that
mattress is like set up.
They have a smaller one that I think we're gonna get, but it's legit, like probably as high as this counter.
No.
Really? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about four feet off the ground.
So are you gonna get her a ladder? She clearly can't get into that herself.
We have this little step ladder thing for her to get on, and she did. She managed to get up and down, but it is so tall. I'm like, I fear that she stands up and gets her head chopped off by the fan. That would be awful. What about you, Ren?
So we just had a really busy day yesterday.
Like, I saw you.
From one thing to another. But I did manage to make it to Mamie's son's soccer practice last night because I wanted to take my son Cash, who is starting soccer next week. And Cash gets like really unsure of things when he is presented them for the very first time and he's never seen it before. So I figured if I took Cash to Dean's practice mm-hmm. yesterday, that he would be more open to soccer when it came time. He loved watching practice.
Good.
He kept saying, "Can I go? Can I go?" Yeah. And I'm like, "No, you can't go. It's not our team. We're just watching today." And then Mamie was nice enough to come over and bring us a ball. So Cash and I kicked the soccer ball. And we were doing the same drills that the big boys were
doing.
Nice.
That's cool.
I saw him kicking around. He looked good.
But it was cool to see like Mamie in a different environment because it's not the Mamie I thought it was going to be.
Really?
And I'm going to say it because Mamie always gives me a hard time when I'm late. Mamie was late for his own soccer practice yesterday.
You're the coach.
Assistant. Thank
so?
You. The assistant coach. But
you're never on time.
I was late maybe by about 5 minutes. But that's what I love about being the assistant coach, Loren. I don't have to be there on time. Although the head coach, Dan, has asked me to coach on Thursday. So he's not going to be there. So now I have the head coaching duties tomorrow. But yeah, it was great to see you guys. I'm glad that you came out.
No, thanks for letting us.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. We love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. On KISS 95.1.
Got to give a shout out to Ruby. And I'm not talking about my daughter. I'm talking about someone who listens to the Mamie, Roy, and Loren show.
We have a Ruby?
We do have a Ruby. Here she is, Loren.
Oh, hi, Ruby.
Cute as a button.
Yes.
What's she wearing on her face?
Glasses.
She's tired of wearing the glasses, and she just sent us a screenshot. She made an appointment at one of our great longtime clients, Providence Eye and Laser Specialist. Yes. She said, I'm super, super nervous about the LASIK, but of course, I'm over wearing glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So, good luck, and please feel free if you ever go see any of the clients that you hear on the Mamie, Roy, and Loren show, reach out to us. You can text us at 704-570-9595. Like, we will personally take time to talk about our experiences with these clients.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how much Providence Eye has meant to my wife, Amanda. She's had LASIK for, can you believe it's going on 6 years this March?
Wow.
I've heard the commercials. Yes, I believe it's been 6 years.
6 years. It's crazy. It is crazy. All right, so I promised you a little game, and I wanted to hit you guys with this. It is the game is about the top company logos. We found this online at SWNS Digital.
Mm-hmm.
27% of people say they are more likely to shop at a small business with a well-designed logo, and I have a feeling that Roy is part of that 28%.
Yeah, I think branding is everything.
But would you be more likely to buy something at a store that had a cool logo?
Yes.
You would?
Of course.
I think it's subliminal. I think you're more attracted to a nice-looking logo.
36% of people say the logo helps them visualize the company's identity.
Yes. I agree.
See, I don't think any of the logos, except for, like, FedEx, because FedEx has the arrow, which means they're going places. That's what that means to me. But, like, Amazon's logo, does that mean packages?
Wait, what are you saying?
Like the logo should represent what the company does. No?
I don't know if it necessarily means that. Like, you know what I mean? Like we don't have a radio in our KISS 95.1 logo.
That's been our biggest issue.
it has to have
you're right.
good good identity, yeah.
All right, I'm going to yell out a company. You tell us what the logo is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Coca-Cola. Yeah, one of the top companies in the country. One of the best logos, according to this study. Tell me what the Coca-Cola logo is, Roy.
How can I tell you what it is?
I don't know. You got to figure it out. The clock is ticking, my friend.
It's red. It's cursive. It says Coca-Cola.
It says their name.
What says their name? The logo says their name? Okay, that is correct.
How do I tell you a logo?
Right.
Tell me about the Adidas logo, Loren. It's also one of the top logos.
It's black and white, and it has three straight lines. And
no,
it says Adidas under it.
Described.
Why?
That's not what it is.
Adidas' logo?
Yeah, it is. It's a good representation.
Thank you.
Adidas logo. Let me see.
Yeah, it says the name. It's got three straight lines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not even you know the logo, and you're hosting the game.
Roy, Audi is on the list of the top companies with the top logos. What's the Audi logo?
It's Bunch Circles.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roy is winning, by the way. The Google logo, Loren. What's the Google logo?
It always changes, doesn't it?
No.
Incorrect.
It's
for the steal.
It is just the name Google in fun colors.
But if you go to Google, they always change it.
They have artists that do stuff on the homepage.
Loren, here's a layup. One of the top logos. Tell me about the McDonald's logo, quick.
It's an M. The arches.
Yeah, that
is
correct.
The golden arches.
Roy, how about that Nike logo? That's one of the top logos.
It's just a big swoosh check mark. Just do it, baby.
And last on the list, number one on the list, is the Amazon logo. Loren, what is the Amazon logo?
I think it's just Amazon with a smile, right?
Yep, from the smiles from A to Z.
Oh, smiles from A to Z. Yes, you're right. I was like, they're customers?
Well, I told you Roy was hot on logos. This is right up his alley. Bonus, tell me about the Apple logo.
It's an apple with a bite taken out of it. I know my logos. And I am such, like, when I go grocery shopping, if you have good packaging and good logos, I'll probably buy your product.
Loren, tell me about that Mercedes logo.
It's an upside down Y. I don't know how to describe it.
It's an upside down Y with a circle.
It is a three straight lines with a circle around it.
I see what you're saying, though, Loren. I think an upside down Y.
Thank you.
Okay.
Manny just wants to X me today.
Give me another one.
Just get it out of your system.
I see what you're saying.
Tell me about the Pan Am logo. We had someone text in that says it's one of the top logos.
I couldn't even tell you what it is,
honestly.
There you
go.
It's
the first one
that I really couldn't tell you what it was.
That's our contestant, Loren.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
The MRL family is big and only getting bigger. Thanks for listening to us. If you're new to town, my name is Manny. I'm from the north. I grew up in New Jersey, and I have two children. How old is Dean? 8.
That's a good example of Manny.
Yep. I have two kids.
I have an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old and a boy and girl.
Yep.
Over to you, Roy.
So, my name is Roy. I am from the South in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Roanoke, Virginia. And I have one child. Her name's Callie. That's my dog.
It's a fur baby.
It's a fur baby. She's my everything. She's my service dog. And by the way, I'm just recently engaged.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm Loren. I am your resident Miami girl turned suburban housewife.
Right.
I have two children, and I love my job.
Yeah.
She calls it trapped.
She used to be an NFL cheerleader, an NBA cheerleader, or dancers, I think is what they called them.
Yeah. Preston sent us a message and said, listen to you guys every morning on my way to work. I want the follow back because we say on the show, we have this little piece of audio that says, follow us at the MRL show on Insta. We'll follow back.
Do we not follow him back?
We just followed him back.
Why are we not following? Listen, if you follow us right now at the MRL show on Insta, do it right now. We'll follow you back right now.
There you go.
We'll make it happen.
We have someone named... Tati, T-A-T-I.
Okay.
Tati? Probably Tati.
I like Tati.
I really like your show. I'm from California. I never lived in North Carolina.
Oh.
Found you through the app.
Great. Yeah, you can hear us wherever you are. We have fans up in Rhode Island and Texas, all around.
So we talked yesterday before we got off the air about my little college. I went to a small college in New York called St. Thomas Aquinas College. And whenever anybody asks me where I go to school, I say St. Thomas Aquinas College, and then it just kind of ends there. Because if you tell me that you went to, like, University of Miami or University of Michigan or UCLA or Clemson, I'm like,
they're known schools.
And you have follow-up questions like, oh, the football games must have been crazy, or campus life must have been, Miami campus life must have been crazy.
And they have, like, mascots that you know. Like, what's the mascot of St. Thomas Aquinas?
Thanks for asking. We were the...
A cross?
No.
We weren't saints?
We were the St. Thomas Aquinas.
I think
we were like the Trojans or something. I think he was a guy with a sword.
Really?
Yeah. You know, Trojan man.
Yeah. Okay.
So we asked people to tell us, what obscure random college did you go to? And we asked you that at the MRL show on Insta. And we got responses like the NASCAR Technical Institute. How about Cullowhee, North Carolina? Cullowhee.
I've surprisingly heard of that.
You have?
Yeah.
That's funny. Someone went to Bloomsburg University. Again, colleges that you just never heard of. Where did you go to school? Oh, I went to Mercyhurst University.
Never heard of it.
It almost sounds like these are made up.
Yeah.
Got a text here. Went to Hamburger University.
Come on.
It's McDonald's Zone University.
Oh, that's funny. Loren, are you familiar with Pittsburgh State University?
No.
Riley says she went to Pittsburgh State University. They're known because they have the only gorilla mascot in the U.S.
No, I'm looking it up right now, though.
Gardner Webb, I've heard of that.
I've heard of Gardner Webb.
Roger Williams University. Sweetbriar College. I'm telling you, these are hilarious. Clarion University. Never heard of that. Something local, Rowan Cabarrus Community College. Of course, we've heard of that.
You know what I also love is these online schools, the nationwide schools that will, like, put a campus anywhere and everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've been to a State Farm insurance office, and the room next to it was Strayer University.
Okay.
It was like an office just in... It was like one room classroom.
Oh, so like where people actually take
you
class.
Just show up for
campus.
Like, yeah. But it was like such a small, you know. But it's mainly an online school.
Mm-hmm.
Oneonta, I actually know that college in New York. Campbell University. These are just random colleges that people went to. So Mars Hill, Wake Tech in Raleigh. I love it. So, anyway, wherever you went to school, it is awesome. University of North Carolina at Pembroke. Most people have never heard of it, someone said.
Well, you know, I get fascinated with, like, King's College in Charlotte. It got shut down last year. Why would a college get shut down? They make so much money.
We have a King's College and we have a Queen's College, and Queen's College survived. Such a typical story of life, right? The woman destroying the man,
right,
taking everything from him, and he has to shut down.
I love you guys. I listen to you every day on my way to work. You're just encouraging me every day, so appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Do people believe in love at first sight? Maney does.
100%. 1,000%.
Because that happened to you.
I was at a dinner with my now wife's friends, who I knew before I knew my wife. And I was sitting down, and Amanda came in. She was like the last one because she just got off of work. She worked at a car dealership. And she came in, and everybody at the table was like, Amanda, hi. Like, they were so excited to see her, which is a good thing. She's liked by the group.
Yeah.
And I thought she was super attractive. And Roy, I'm not even joking. When I saw her, I go, that's future Mrs. Maney. And it happened.
Yeah.
And
you have kids.
Sorry,
now?
I just get a little emotional when I talk about it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
There was a moment I was like, is he really crying?
No.
And then he did that.
Yeah, no.
I love people with obnoxious laughs and obnoxious cries.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
really loud, really haggy. If you go to a comedy club and that laugh is behind you, it's tough.
I love it. Like, yeah.
And then you got the laugh like Roy does. He goes.
I love it, dude. If I'm at a bar or something and I hear a big belly laugh, I'm like, I want to go hang out with
right.
them.
Me too. Right.
Me too.
So what I was trying to get to.
Yeah. How many people believe in love at first sight,
Roy? Love at first sight is actually down. The people are not believing in this as much as we have thought. Back in 2011, 55% over half of people believed in love at first sight. It is now down to 49%.
I don't believe in love at first sight. I believe in lust at first sight.
Yeah, like we can go bang one out or something.
But like even when I met my husband, met him on my 21st birthday, looked across the bar, and I said, that's what I want for my birthday. Not, that's my future husband. I mean,
you
yeah.
saw a nice snack.
Right, right.
Go, yeah. I don't know. I think there's me.
I'm such a cynic, though. I know I am.
Because, like, my parents and my sister, they all married their high school sweethearts.
But didn't you say your dad, like, basically ran your mom down like a cheetah?
Yeah, I think probably... I think probably in today's culture, he'd have been canceled. But he, like, asked my mom out 30 really? Times before she finally broke down and said yes.
It's called convincing.
Yeah.
Persistence.
Says, I definitely believe in love at first sight. I knew the moment I saw him, and today's our three-year anniversary.
Oh, that's good.
704 says, I fell in love with a girl the first time I saw her, became best friends with her, and 5 years later, we're now married.
When I saw my fiance, I can't say it was love at first sight, but I saw him and I was like, you know, this one's going to be special. I'm not going to do what I normally do.
You got a good feeling.
I'm going to go slow with this because I think this is the one. But I don't know if I'd say love it.
But you know, like me, you know it's different than that, Roy. And I've been in that position, too, where yeah. I'm like, I'm going to slow down my dating life and I'm going to settle down and see where this takes me. Like, I'm going to jump on this ride and yeah. see where it takes me. But it's different. When I saw Amanda, I was like, that is it. Like, seriously, all bets are off. Mm-hmm. And we were married a year and a half after I saw her for the first time.
Yeah. I think that people feel chemistry and, like, instant connections. Yeah. But just for me personally, and maybe it's person by person.
True.
And of course,
right?
Yeah.
Now, Amanda didn't feel the same way. Like, Amanda says that night at the dinner that I saw her, she's like, I don't even remember you being there. True story, because she was so immersed in all her friends. And me, I'm just sitting over there staring at her. I'm like, what opening line am I going to use to get her attention?
Yeah.
She's not even paying attention to
so
me.
So love at first sight's not a thing with her.
It wasn't both ways. It was yeah. me, for yeah. sure. So
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I lucked out.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. We love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
So, who overstayed their welcome with you? And I'm kind of interested on how you got rid of them because I'm going through this little thing with my family right now where my aunt wants to come down and stay with me. From Pittsburgh, but they have a habit of staying a little too long. Like, my aunts will go to my mom's place in Florida, and now these are her sisters.
Okay.
But they say they're coming for 2 weeks, and they end up staying for, like, no lie. This is not me exaggerating. I know I exaggerate on a normal basis, but, like, 2 months.
2 months?
2 months.
What do they do for two? Why?
They don't have jobs. And I'm like, of course you don't want to go back to Pittsburgh. It's gloomy. I get it.
Well, they need to move.
Where do they stay when they come to your mom's house like that? She lives in a one-bedroom condo, doesn't she?
She has two bedrooms in there. Okay. So they stay in the spare bedroom. Okay. But then, like, I can't go and see my mom when I want to, or my mom doesn't call me. I mean, it could go 3 weeks and I don't hear from my mom, and I'm like, hi, want to know if I'm okay?
Because she's consumed with the aunts who are only supposed to be there for a week.
Right. So now my one aunt wants to come to Charlotte and spend some time at my house. And I'm like, so I would love to have you for a few days, but I can't have you for 2 months.
Right. So what happens? Break down, like... So she says, yeah, I'll come in for a few days. And then what, she just doesn't leave?
They do this move. They book one-way tickets.
What?
I swear on my life.
Why?
This don't way know. They have an open-ended return.
I guess so, because they don't have anything going on at home that they have to be home for. So they're like, well, I'll just come down for a week, but, you know, maybe I'll stay a couple extra days. So I'll just book my ticket on the back end.
And they're kind of like, what do you care?
Right.
We won't be, you know, you won't even know we're there.
Right.
I know that.
Oh, my gosh. That would not fly at my house.
But you have to understand something, too, Roy, though. Like, Lorraine's got to play this delicately because it's her aunt's. It's her mom's sister's.
No, you don't, because I feel, if anything, you could be honest with family.
See, okay. Now, Roy is brutally honest with his family. Like, mm-hmm. He will put you in a hotel in a heartbeat.
Yep.
But
no shame.
In our family.
And on the flip side, when Roy goes to visit family,
he stays
in a hotel.
Yep, right.
And I think that's weird, because when you go stay with family, you shack up with family. You don't have to stay 2 months, but...
Right. So, and I don't know if maybe it's a northern thing, or I don't even know. But if family comes in... You typically extend the stay to them.
Yeah, I don't think it's a northern thing. I mean, my parents, you know, they raised me in the South. They're from the South, and they had always an open door policy. You could always just stop by. You don't even need to call. You could just, like, people would just swing by. Like, people would knock on the door, and you'd go, I wonder who's there.
Right, right.
Like, right now, like, there's not a single soul who knocks on my door. I did not know they were coming. You know, but back then, you know, I run my life a little differently than what my parents do.
I love this text message from 870 that says, geez, where were they when you needed childcare?
Amen to that.
I agree with that to a certain extent, but there is nothing in my body. I love my aunts. There's nothing in my body that would leave my children with my aunts. We call them Aunt Slushy. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a child care provider that I'm looking for.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Good news today. Only 80 for a high.
Is it going to be raining all day?
I mean, they say it could be raining, but who knows, dude? You know how North Carolina is. It's like, if it's raining in Huntersville, it's... You know, sunny in Rock Hill.
Sure.
No, it's all over the place. Loren, you brought up the question. You wanted to know who overstayed their welcome with you?
Yeah. I got a couple of aunts that want to come stay with me, but their track record is not promising. Every time they come to stay with my mom in Florida, they don't leave for months.
We got a bunch of text messages coming in. 630 said, I had a C-section, left my baby at the NICU, and came home to my in-laws staying at my house unknowingly. Like, baby daddy didn't say, hey, by the way, hon, when you get home, mom and dad are going to be here.
And she was by, like, the way, if the baby's in the NICU, like, we don't need you yet. Like,
right.
I appreciate if you want to come and stay and help, but.
Yeah. She did put a capital, but they were actually very helpful after a while.
Okay.
Let's see. My husband and I let his ex stay with us for 2 weeks to get back on her feet when I was 9 months pregnant.
What?
We also were newly married and told her she had to get a job and contribute to our house to stay, and said she stayed out till midnight every night, never cleaned up after herself, and she tried to come into our marriage and tell my husband I was a terrible wife.
Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you what wouldn't fly in my house.
He showed me the text, and I came home, and she was determined, and I was determined to kick her out that morning, but she was gone before 7 a.m. with her things packed. We never heard from her again.
Wow.
Oh, however, 2 weeks later, she came back.
Oh, no.
And asked if she could stay again.
What a bold, bold person.
I hope you said no.
It's crazy. All right. We have got to get to a game that we play.
Yeah.
And people are loving the slight, small change that we made to the game.
What's the slight, small change to Can't Be Loren?
First, tell everyone what the game is.
Well, if you're new to the Mania One of the Rim Morning Show, we do it every day. It's called Can't Beat Loren. It's pop culture trivia. And you have to actually beat Loren. You can't tie her. You have to beat Loren in pop culture trivia. And if you do, you could win free cheer line for a year.
Which means you have to get five questions right to beat Loren, most likely. There are five questions. You should get all of them right.
Is the slight change that the questions are getting harder?
Nicole has turned the hard knob up just once.
She has, yeah.
She definitely has.
And
people are loving it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're getting text messages. Mm-hmm. We're getting responses in public about how people like the tougher questions. Now, the flip side is that sometimes our contestant's going to go away with only two or three questions right.
Right.
Which stinks for them, but okay, this is what you want, this is what you get.
And sometimes I'm stupid and I don't even know the questions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I play Can't Be Loren and not even I know.
And you have the answer right in front of you.
That's
you still
right.
can't figure it out.
I know.
But we do need someone to play, and it is fun. And if you do win, you get free cheer wine for a year, like Roy said.
So give us a phone call right now, 704-570-9595.
Yeah, they're good today. They're good. Five pop culture questions. Let's go.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Victoria, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready for five pop culture questions to go up against me?
Yes, I am.
It says here you played before, Victoria. How many did you get right last time you played? Do you remember?
I only got four right last time.
Okay, let's see how you do today.
All right, Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving the studio. Now, typically, you need to get all five correct because Loren's pretty good at this game.
How good? How about 86 wins in a row?
Yeah.
Good.
All right, so she's out of the studio.
I'm ready to take her down.
Good. Good luck, Victoria. Here we go.
Camila Cabello's new movie, Cinderella, debuts this week on Jeff Bezos' streaming service. What service is that?
Amazon Prime.
And music fans are supposed to be heading to Bonnaroo this weekend, but sadly, because of flooding, it's been canceled. What state is that music fest in?
Tennessee.
Mike Richards is out, not only as the new host of this long-standing game show, but also as the executive producer. What show is that?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, Mike Richards is out, not only as the new host of this long-standing game show, but also as the executive producer. What show is that?
Mike Richards.
You won't know his name, but you would know the story, I would say. Popular. Three. Two.
I have no idea.
Okay. We got our first look at Ariana Grande in a coach's chair. She'll be joining Blake Shelton and John Legend on what talent competition show?
The Voice.
Will Smith casted Jabari Banks to play him in the new dramatic reboot of what iconic fresh show?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Come on in, Loren. Yeah, you're good. Come in.
Our friend Victoria Loren got four correct.
Okay.
All right, so that's what she did last time.
All right.
Let's see if you get to 87 wins. Here we go. Camila Cabello's new movie Cinderella debuts this week on the streaming service owned by Jeff Bezos. What service is that?
Amazon Prime.
1-1.
Music fans are supposed to be heading to Bonnaroo this weekend, but sadly, it's been canceled due to flooding in what state?
Bonnaroo is in Tennessee.
That's correct. 2-2.
You ever been?
To Bonnaroo? No.
Yeah, it was supposed to be good. The lineup looked awesome.
I want to go to Coachella with Roy.
All right, settle down. All right, question number three. Mike Richards is out not only as the new host of this longstanding game show, but also as the executive producer. What show is that?
Jeopardy.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Victoria did not know that one. It's 3-2.
Jeopardy, we were looking for, Victoria.
Oh, man.
I didn't know this, but he was also the executive producer of Wheel of Fortune. So he's out on that, too. We got our first look at Ariana Grande in a coach's chair. She'll be joining Blake Shelton and John Legend on what talent competition show?
The Voice.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
And Will Smith casted Jabari Banks to play him in the dramatic reboot of what iconic fresh show?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. Loren, you have 87 wins.
Victoria.
Oh, man.
I know. You did a great job. A 4 correct doesn't do it.
All right. My name is Victoria from Charlotte, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Victoria.
You're welcome.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Something that people should know about the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. You know, if you're a longtime listener, you can let your voice be known because there's a lot of new people that's going to be checking us out today, and we want to welcome them into the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show family. So what's something you should know about us? 704-570-9595.
When we just came back, Roy was laughing because someone texted in that Roy don't give an F and actually spelled out the F word, and that's just awesome to read.
Yeah, but in the same sentiment, another person said, Roy will always have your back, which are two of the most true statements I've never heard. I don't care about a lot of things, but I will support you and always have your back. I will defend you.
Michael in Belmont, good morning.
Morning.
Michael, how long have you listened to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show?
Ever since they came on. I can't remember the last group that left before Manny, Roy, and Loren came in. I can't remember those guys.
Yeah, they were a snooze fest. Yeah.
They were like a billboard on the side of the road. You just flew right by it. Don't worry about it.
I've been listening there since then, so quite a while.
So what would someone who's new listening to the show need to know about our show?
That it's just lots of fun. It's very... You know, not R-rated, but, you know, it's rated for kids. And the host, you know, especially, I know Roy doesn't have kids, but Manny and Loren do. And it just always makes me smile going down the road when they get to talking about their kids. Because I'm a father of two and unfortunately don't live with my children due to a divorce. But I like to hear good stories like that, you know, good, funny stories of.
Let's keep it about us, Michael.
No, stop. Michael's opening up to us.
We're not talking about you and your family today. I'm sorry. Keep it about us.
So rude.
Come on, man.
I don't care. I mean, I was just throwing that in there.
I know. Michael, I'm joking with you, buddy. I'm joking with you.
That's cool. I can take jokes, but I sure can't get them, too.
Yeah, that's what we like.
There he is. There's Michael in Belmont, man. Thank you so much for listening. And we do talk about our families. And, you know, I know there's other radio shows, not just here in Charlotte, but, like, across the country that have these consultants that come in and they tell the host, tell me about you. And he's like, I'm not happily married and the kids drive me nuts. And the consultant will go, well, you can't say that.
Right.
You can't say that. Well, our show, like, we keep it real. Like, if I'm in a bad place with my wife and kids, I'm coming on the air to talk about it because I know you in the car are also in the same spot or we're in the same spot.
We do keep it real. In fact, I'll tell you this. My fiance does not listen to this show because our relationship is in turmoil every time he does. He's banned from it.
803 texted in and said, you guys are blunt and just speak your mind. That makes the best radio.
We do that. It's because we're stupid and we don't know how to shut up. That's the real reason.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are texting in so many different things. I moved here from New Jersey, 828 says, and I love the MRL show. It's the one morning show that doesn't put me to sleep. We do keep things moving.
We don't have a lot of big pauses in between our conversations. We can barely get a word in, to be quite honest with you. And then I'm like, let's stop playing so much music. But we have to because people love the music.
And Loren needs bathroom breaks.
And by the way, not only do we want you to call in and tell us what you should know about the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show, I'll even take it a step further. If you're new to the show and you have a question, we can help
you. Sure.
We'll tell you about ourselves. Joel in Waxhaw.
What's happening?
Hey, man, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show. How long have you been listening to us?
Oh, quite a while.
What's the one thing?
Especially on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You like that Friday free-for-all music.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to say, man. Y'all go the extra mile. Always positive, always fun to listen to, just always willing to help out people and just keep a smile on people's face. And anybody that's, you know, new to the area needs to check y'all out on Friday morning.
Okay. Yeah. Fridays, all morning long, we're the only show in Charlotte that plays throwback hits from 6 to 10.
Manny, Roy, and Loren are like chipmunks, 980 says. We're like chipmunks. They always have something going on or something to say. Poor Nicole is their Dave. Oh, we're like the chipmunks.
Yeah. That's kind of true.
I like that. That is pretty accurate. Nicole is always trying to tame us.
828 says, y'all make me laugh every morning. Every one of y'all have a unique, funny laugh.
We do.
704 says, I listen every day and just love that you all truly love each other and have such a good relationship off the air. That's also true.
Unless Loren's mad at Manny and isn't talking.
That is true. I have gone, I think, at least 3 days without speaking to both of you off
rough.
Of the air.
It was rough.
office and into a cubicle for a little while.
It got to the point where we're like, should we tell our boss that she's this man? No, let's not bring him in yet.
704 says, you guys aren't bullies. I stopped listening to 96.1 because they bullied people on the air. You guys are so genuine. I love you guys. So
we're filled with love, man. We're an all-inclusive show. Everybody can come and have fun. We are the Maine Everyone at the Ram Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
We got Emily on hold for Datum or Dump'Em. We're going to get to her in a minute. She has a really interesting Datum or Dump'Em, and we have to decide the fate of her relationship coming up. But because so many people have called in and texted, I think we need to read more text messages from people who love the show. That's only fair, right? They text in to get their comments read on the air.
There's some people who may be discovering us for the first time today. We want to welcome you into the Maney, Roy, and the Ran Morning Show. And we're asking some of our longtime fans to say, hey, what should you know about us?
Yeah, if you're new to listening, here's a couple things that people want you to know who have been listening for a while. Or in this case, someone who's been listening for a short period of time. 803 says, I've been listening to you guys for almost 3 months every day. I love listening to you guys. Even turn you on at work on the computer. It's like hanging out with friends. And that is true.
Yep.
You are the fourth friend or the fifth friend when Nicole is here at the table.
Yep.
And you're always welcome.
336 texted in and said, Loren always calls out the pigs. Roy is the comedian and Maney is the romantic. Nicole is the animal lover.
Yeah. I am honored to be called a comedian. I think I just stepped up the showbiz ladder just a bit. Thank you.
Roy's already booking himself at the punchline. Right.
Hey, Comedy Zone.
Yeah. 704 says, the show is just awesome. They keep it real, aren't afraid to bring up real issues. The show has a predictable schedule, which is nice, so you know what bit is expected. Of course, the meat in those bits change. But yes, you do get War of the Roses, where we test relationships Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:50.
And something that is a big loved segment on this show is coming back after being shut down by the government. That's going to be starting, I think, next week, I believe.
980 texted in and said, Maney likes to cut people off, but he's funny as heck.
That's not true.
Loren is perfectly bougie, and I love it. And Roy is genuine.
Yeah, if we could sum up our show, it would definitely be talking on top of each other. Every single one of us has something to say. And we sit in meetings, y'all, and they're like, can't you figure it out? Can you find a way to stop talking on top of each other? We can't. We're too dumb.
You guys are amazing, too. So thank you so much to everyone listening. 601 says, definitely the most interesting show on the dial. Y'all appear to be real friends, and that makes the listening engagement so much more interesting. No sugarcoating, and you keep it real.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Maney, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show. Date 'em or dump 'em. Emily joins us. What was asked of you on the third date that just completely threw you off?
Yeah, so I went on a couple dates with this guy, and I liked him a lot. So, I was just really, I was really thrown off when he asked this. After our third date, after our dinner, he asked if he could take pictures of me in my yoga pants for an OnlyFans account. And I was like, oh, no, like, you have me so wrong. I didn't know what, like...
No, we can knock this out even before... We can knock this out even before commercial, Emily. Unless there's right. another side of this, which we haven't heard, I'm going to say, and I speak for everyone in the Carolinas... No, you don't date the guy who says, can I take pictures of your yoga pants for an OnlyFans page?
Yeah, that sounds strange.
He was asking because he knew I needed money.
I was about to say, let's all not just reject it. I mean, if there's money on the line, I've seen some these people on OnlyFans in Lamborghinis.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I think maybe he was, like, genuinely trying to help me because he knew I used to dance. And I was actually a leg model, so I think he was trying to help me out, but I just felt so weird, and I think I want more, I don't know, I want a guy to see me differently than that.
So okay. You told him that you were were you an adult dancer or like a ballet dancer, like a dancer like Loren for the Honeybees? What kind of dancer?
Like, I did both.
Okay. So clearly you got good legs, and he's trying to make money for you.
Huh. I don't know. Isn't that like a weird thing to ask somebody, though? I would be a little turned off by
that.
I mean, I could Barry tell when he was asking that he genuinely thought it was a good idea for me. I guess. I don't know.
Does he have an OnlyFans account?
Well, I guess he would have to in order to put him up.
But, like, does he sell his stuff, or is he on there to purchase those things?
Or does he want to start you one?
Right.
Like, good questions.
Yeah, I don't know. What? I don't know if he does.
Clearly, he's not the one you're going to marry, but he is going to be the one that you pocket some cash off of. So you let us know how much money you get, okay? If you feel comfortable doing it.
Here's what we'll do. We'll put Emily on hold. We got to take a quick break. We'll tally up all the text messages and phone calls. What should Emily do? Date the guy or dump the guy who recommended that she do an OnlyFans page because she needs the money? But she says she wants to be something more. It's like she wants to have a deeper relationship. She's a dancer and a leg model, but she wants something deeper than that. 704-570-9595. We decide her date fate coming up next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Emily's got to get back to work really quick, so we got to give her the results and date them or dump them.
And Emily, you were asked to take photos for an OnlyFans on the third date, and I think that's understandable and why that kind of caught you off guard. The audience, the fans of the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show has overwhelmingly spoken on what you should do.
Yeah, so 704 texted in and said, keep him. He's a free manager. But folks are selling ugly feet photos on OnlyFans and making bank. But the majority of people are saying to dump him.
Yeah.
Somebody said dump him. My question is, how many other girls has he suggested this to? Sounds like maybe he has a fetish.
And also, like, I don't think he's not dating because he's interested in people. He's clearly just trying to find pretty people to put on OnlyFans.
But see, I think there's one thing you guys are missing. Emily told him that she was a dancer and a leg model, so of course that's where his brain went. He just didn't pull this out of thin air. She brought that up to him on the date before.
I get that, but even still, people, 828 said dump him and make your own OnlyFans account.
This person's crazy. 9-0 says date him and then dump him after you start making money. That's just mean.
704 said dump him. This is sus.
This is sus.
This is a crime documentary. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I think you got to dump him, Emily.
Totally sounds sus. Yeah. Just if you haven't met him. But I mean, I really liked him up until he asked me that question. I was like, oh, we get along so well. And so, oh, man, this is so weird.
Well, back in the dating pool you go. Single.
All right.
Well, let us know if you do the OnlyFans thing.
Whoa.
I'm not
too
by myself.
Yeah, Lorena, buy whatever yoga pants you're selling. All right. Thanks, Emily. Get back to work. See ya.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
There you go. I feel like we're on a bad streak. I have to go back and look.
Yeah,
and
the
listen.
Last few.
I think the last few have been dumps.
Well, can we all agree that if you've agreed to be on a radio show, there's a good chance that
then I feel like we're not doing our jobs. Like, I feel like they're like, if it was so cut and dry for them, they would just dump them.
Yeah.
But they want to know if they should date them, and we're not doing our job by giving them reasons why they should stick with them. Instead, we're all like, weird, dump them.
Yeah.
You want to be chopped up and in the basement somewhere? Stay with them.
0 to 100.
All right. Oh, you know what I want to tell you guys? I totally forgot. And we got time coming up. Yesterday, I had some time before I had to pick up Ruby, my daughter, from the nanny. I had like an hour to kill. And I had Dean with me. So we have this friend who, like, how I befriended him is so, you're going to find it so funny. I literally, years ago, drove up on the guy's driveway and just started talking to him.
That sounds just like you.
Okay, so wait to hear what happened when I went back yesterday. I didn't get the welcome I thought I was going to get.
Oh. Oh, no.
I feel awkward even talking about it, but I have to share with you.
Okay, it's coming up next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So I'll set it up this way. I had some time to kill yesterday, and I found out that a buddy of mine moved and didn't tell me he moved, and I went to his house, and he wasn't there anymore. Do you know what kind of a shock that is?
Yeah, I guess I could see that. Were you just like rolled up and you did you knock on the door?
Yeah, well, let me explain. Like that's the caboose of the story. The end game is that my buddy moved and didn't tell me. Years ago, Dean was like 2 years old or 3 years old, and he loved construction equipment. And there's a house on my way to my brother Rich's house that was being built.
Mm-hmm.
And there was tons of construction equipment. So Dean would always drive by, and he would look, and he'd be like, you know, a little kid, like bulldozer, you know,
crane.
And so one day I said, we're going to pull in, bud, and we'll get out, and we can watch these guys work. And so I do that. I drive into a private driveway and stop. And the guy gets off of the bulldozer and he comes up to the car like I would expect him to. And I got Dean on the hood of my car. And he's like, how y'all doing? Very nice. I was like, hey, how you doing? My name's Steve. The guy goes, my name's Steve.
Mm.
I was like, hey, awesome. I said, listen, I know it's weird rolling up here on your property like this. But if you don't mind, my son Dean loves construction equipment. And we drive past your house all the time. And we've been watching it get built. And, you know, do you mind us sitting here? Heck no. He got Dean up on the bulldozer.
Cool.
You know, let Dean pull a lever on it. And the house continued to be built. And eventually some of the construction equipment was sold off as the house was built. And fewer things were around. But I still pulled in every once in a while. And then it got to the point where I would pull in without Dean. And I don't think I ever told you about my buddy Steve. He's like my wood buddy, like my hard blue collar working buddy.
Just you would pull in just to watch him work by yourself?
And we would have a beer and we would talk. And I would talk construction and how's the house going. And he had issues. You know, he built a big berm in the front of his house. And then the city came out and told him he had to move it back. So he had to push a ton of dirt back. And then he would let me run the equipment for a little while.
Like, it was a
genuine friendship. And then Ruby came along.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped going because I got busy. My schedule changed. I didn't have that free time in the afternoon. The pandemic probably had something to do with it. So I had time to kill before I picked up Ruby yesterday. And I said to Dean, let's go by Steve's house and go say hi to Steve. And Dean goes, oh, the guy that we used to go to, the house with the construction equipment? I said, yeah, let's go see what he's got left in his construction repertoire. His house is built now.
Right.
Trees are growing. Grass is growing. So I pull up the driveway and I notice right away it says private property. And I'm like, well, that's new. There was never a private property sign there before. And I keep pulling up and I look around and I'm like, well, Steve sold off all of his construction equipment. And by God, his pickup truck's not here. And I don't see the dump truck, not the dump truck, the dump truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I look around and with that, somebody comes in behind me. So now I can't get out the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice Mercedes SUV. And I'm like, Steve doesn't have one of those unless, like, things are going well in his life. And a woman gets out. She says, hi, can I help you? I said, hey, I'm here to say hi to Steve. Are you Steve's wife? I'd never met her before. And she goes, no, he hasn't lived here in about a year and a half. He sold to us. He's like, is there something I can help you with? And I'm like, you could pick my bottom jaw up. Like, why is Steve going to move and not tell me? He had my text, so I texted him. And I go, dude, I had no idea you moved.
I'm sure you weren't top of his mind that he hasn't seen you in a hot minute when he moved.
He didn't even respond to my text.
Oh, maybe you upset him.
No, it went
green. Something on the radio. So he changed his phone number.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
He got a new house, new phone, new life. He's on the run.
And he got rid of his stalker, you
think? Yeah, something's going on. He is on the run.
Did knock on the front door, because I could imagine like knocking on the front door and somebody opening and go, oh wait, you're not Steve, and then you're looking around like, shoot, did I knock on the right door?
I knew it was the house though, because it's like a big long driveway, you know, and he built the property up. So I guess what he did was he built the house and then he sold it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably top of the market in the last year and a half or so. But I couldn't get out, Loren. The woman pulled in behind me, and that
then you have to get her to pull out.
And Dean's embarrassed now. You know,
really? Is he embarrassed by something
kind
like that?
Of, because he's like, Dad, what are we going to do? Dad, where do you think he went? Dad, do you think that woman's going to be mad? You know, he had a bunch of questions for me, and I was trying to get everything, take it all in on my own. So here's the point. My friend moved and didn't tell me, and I dropped by his house to say hi. And this is my life, Roy.
I would say that he's probably not as much as a friend as you think he is.
Yeah, you're right.
He was an acquaintance.
I had him down as Dozer Steve, and he was more of an acquaintance, I think, than anything. So anyway, I thought that was funny. I have to tell you that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this article we found. It's actually pretty funny, and it's true on so many points. It's things that make you irrationally angry to the point where you're like Loren angry, you know.
How did I just use it as a verb?
Loren angry.
Loren agree, we call it.
Loren agree. I'm an adjective.
A quick break and we'll come.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I can discuss.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Things that make you irrationally angry. I saw this on Board Panda and I wanted to share with you guys because some of these things make me irrationally angry. One of these things, Loren doesn't.
I do them?
You do one of these things.
And it makes you irrationally mad when I do it?
Yes.
Okay.
There should be no excuses.
I like where this is going.
All right, but to start things off on the list, people talking on their phone in public or break room, especially on speakerphone, that is pretty annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can get irrationally angry about that.
No, that's not a big enough deal to make me angry. And I think I know what makes you angry, Roy, that I do.
I throw
it. You're stealing on it, ain't you?
Yep.
You're getting irrationally angry about him knowing and you're not knowing.
And you already have your response ready.
There is no response to it, honestly. I think I know what it is.
When a group of people walk next to each other, either on a sidewalk, taking all the space, not moving out of the way when you approach.
Yes.
This is on Board Panda, the things that make you irrationally angry. Loud chewing noises, especially if you're an open mouth chewer or a lip smacker. People who don't put shopping carts back properly, which would be
the thing that
Loren is guilty of that makes me irrationally angry.
I thought it was something else.
Well, now I'm interested in what you think it is.
I thought it was me being not very punctual. Like, I will tell Roy, like, I'll be there at this time or I'll be done in 5 minutes. And then my 5 minutes is like 15 minutes. And I left him in an Uber one time. And I said, I'll be right down. I'm just saving something. And then 15 minutes later, I came out and he was like, that was not right down.
The meter was rolling. I had to come up with a conversation with a stranger. That doesn't make me too angry. I think it's more funny. And you've gotten better about it because I give you so much crap.
Yes.
I think now Loren makes a point to be early.
What makes you irrationally angry? Something maybe stupid, like not putting the cart away, or like my wife gets mad at me when I go to the grocery store or any store and I take an item and instead of putting it back where the item belongs, I'll put it on the shelf and I'm like, the employees will put it back.
Oh,
I'm moving on.
That makes me angry too.
So she gets mad at that.
How about people not using their turn signals?
Yeah, I honked at somebody the other day, and Amanda said I honked too long.
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
We got a text message that says, slow cars in the fast lane blocking up traffic.
Didn't they just pass a law that makes that illegal now?
I think so.
704-570-9595 is how you can join and be part of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Yeah, the slow lane one is a thing, because I drive, I'm 77 and 485 5 days a week. So I'm always kind of cruising. You know that, Loren. You go the same way.
Mm-hmm. Traffic in general gives me, like, major anxiety and irrational anger.
Yeah. Somebody cut you off the other day. I meant to tell you that.
Yeah.
They pulled out in front of you.
Uh-huh.
I saw that.
You should have been in my car.
I honked.
Yeah.
Isn't it annoying when people, like, at the grocery store run into people they know and they sit there and have a conversation?
Carol, hi! Oh, how are you? Good. Everybody back to school? Yeah.
Oh. Can I just get my oats?
Haven't seen you in the church group last Sunday.
Yeah, I don't believe in God anymore.
Oh, gosh. So we're not talking to you.
That's a good response, though. That's a good response.
That would shut somebody up.
Hold on. Say that again. Ready? Let's do old ladies.
Okay.
Carol, hi. How are you? I haven't seen you.
Wait, am I being an old lady too?
I haven't seen you in the church group.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen you in the church group.
Yeah, the family's turned to Satan.
you know, everybody has something they go to, and
just so nonchalantly.
And you can't come back from that. Like, that's when you abruptly end the conversation.
Yeah, we turn to Satan.
Yeah, you know, God didn't do much for us, so we turned to Satan. Anyway, how are you?
That was so good. I just didn't know I want to go talk to a really religious person and give it a shot just to see what happens.
Lots of text coming in. 90 says when people put a trash bag in the trash can after they, or they don't put a trash bag in the trash can after they empty it. My wife gets so mad at me, but she can't, Loren, and you can't get mad at Dallas because we're the only ones that do the trash bags, and we got to take it out to the garbage, and then by the time we come back in, you want to throw something in the garbage. You got to wait for us.
Yeah.
Well, how long does it take for you to get a bag back in the thing?
Thank you, Roy.
It's an immediate thing. Once you get done with it, you go back in, you put the bag back in.
But if you have to throw something out in the minute and a half that I'm going out to the garbage to come back in, chill.
That's fair.
704 texted in and said replacing the toilet paper roll. Now, I'll go one step further and say when you put the toilet paper roll on wrong, it doesn't go under, it goes over.
That's true. Everybody knows that.
But I don't even care about looking into that. Storm in Rock Hill. Storm, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. Something that makes me really irrationally angry is I'm a truck driver, and on the road, I drive Coke Plant out of Charlotte, and when I'm on the road, you know, truck drivers, we leave about 100 to 200 feet in front of us because we need that space to slow down. We can't slow down on a dime like a car. Well, a lot of cars, we call them four-wheelers on the road, but they get in front of us and they think that space is there for them, and they immediately cut in front of us, and we have to slam on brakes, and that really just makes us angry.
Yeah. You know, my dad was a truck driver when I was a little kid. That's what he did. And he would talk about that all the time. And when he when I was going to learn how to drive, he was very adamant about respecting truck drivers. And to the point where I almost with you, I like to keep a good little bit of space in between me and the car in front of me. And here in Charlotte, people just tailgate each other. That's all they do in the city. They're just so close. And I'm like, I'm purposefully leaving distance. And people just sneak right in.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, see you, Storm.
There goes Storm. Text messages, loud cars makes me mad, irrationally angry.
203 texted in and said, trying to get a human on the phone for a customer service call. Yes.
Yeah, I wish you just call into a business and somebody answers.
Yep.
That is nice. Amazon used to be that way.
I don't mind having to talk to an automated system, but if I need to talk to somebody and I can't press zero or the wait is a half an hour, 45 minutes. Do the callback thing.
I like the callback thing. I like that.
Lots of irrational, angry people out there.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Things that make you irrationally angry. Roy found an article. 607 says, I get angry when I can't find something that should be in a place where I know it's supposed to be.
Me too.
You're right. And like, the more you guys are texting in, the more I think we're realizing how angry we get at things. Like, at first, I was like, oh, there might be one or two things. But now you guys are texting in, and I'm like, well, I get mad at that, too. How about when you go to the gas pump, and it just takes forever? Like, they want you to hit 10 different buttons, and you're just sitting there. You know?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
When you try to press a button, and it doesn't press at the gas pump.
When people don't hold the door.
You know what is annoying? You know, nowadays you don't even need to insert the chip. You could just like put your card in front of it. I never know where to put my card. Like if there's not like a clear space, I'm like, do I just lay it on top? I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Well, if you get gas at Costco, you got to do two cards. You got to do your Costco card and your debit card. And I think they go in different spots.
I just imagine Roy at the gas pump, like waving his card around.
It's kind of, well, luckily QT has made a specific location now where I just put my card up to.
Yeah.
But I prefer doing that than the chip because I feel like the chip and swiping can be copied or something.
Mommy, what's that man doing around the gas pump?
He's like Harry Potter magic tricks over there on the...
Swatting a fly.
Honey, everyone on this planet is their own person and they do their own things. Mm-hmm. And we'll just let Harry Potter...
He's doing spells on the gas tank with a credit card.
somebody said something that is irritating. I get angry when radio shows play truck horns or sirens, etc. because it scared me so bad. I did play the truck horn before.
Yeah.
All right, warning, the truck horn is coming again.
sounds so realistic, too.
I hate it when sirens play. Back, like, 10 years ago, there was a song that we used to play on the radio, and it had sirens in it. And I legit thought I was getting pulled over.
Yeah. Oh, you know what annoys me? When my pockets get caught on the kitchen knobs. Like any kind of, like, you know, hardware. Yeah. Oh, I hate that. Oh, it's so annoying.
I ripped many pants doing that. Ripped many shorts.
A lot of people are annoyed when they call centers and nobody answers, or they get put on hold for a long time. And that got us thinking. We haven't done it in a while, but we need to do it again. We do this thing called the 60-second chit-chat, where the three of us agree to call random people about one specific topic, and we see if we can get them to hang on the phone for 60 seconds. For instance, years ago when the Panthers were selling, before they had a buyer, David Tepper, we called sports stores randomly and just said, hey, would you like to buy the... They go, hello, and you can't say anything else except, hey, would you like to buy the Panthers with me?
Mm-hmm.
A concept itself is really funny. And we've done this a lot, right? Hey, you want to storm Area 51 with us?
Right.
So we called restaurants at lunchtime that are normally busy, and we told them to hold on. And we waited to see how long we could get people to hold on for. So in honor of those people who hate to be put on hold, here's a quick 60-second chit-chat. Listen to this.
Hello, Box. Maria speaking. May I help you?
Hello?
May I help you?
I'd like to place an order for pickup.
And where are you calling from?
Oh, hang on 1 second. Sorry about that.
I like your old lady voice.
Yes, and how are you paying for this, dear?
Oh, let me get my card. Hang on 1 second.
It's lunchtime.
All right, ma'am. When you find the card, give me a call back.
Hang
on
1 second. I think it's right here. Hang on.
So busy.
Are you coming for one traveler?
Hang on 1 second.
By the way, you only made it 55 seconds on that 60-second chit-chat.
That's probably the longest I've ever made it, too, because everybody hangs up on me immediately.
All right, here is me giving it a shot.
Good morning, this is speaking.
Place an order for pickup?
What kind of order?
I need a... can you hold on a second?
Huh?
Can you hold?
Go ahead.
Busy. Hello. Place order for pickup.
23 seconds.
You let her be on hold too long.
All right. What about Roy giving it a try, putting people on hold during a busy lunchtime hour at restaurants?
Hey, speaking.
Hey, how's it going? I sure do love the Big Apple.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, hey, can you hold on a second?
Yes, who's speaking?
Yeah, oh, my name's Randy. I'm going to put an order in. Hang on 1 second. Hang on.
So busy. Mark, hello?
Yes, ma'am. Please hold. Okay, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Please hold. I'm sorry about you waiting there. I want to put an order in, and it's just a big one. Please hold.
He got me.
Are you having a good day?
Why did they hang on for him?
They did. 1 minute and 5 seconds, and that was a restaurant in New York City, clearly, that he called. That was so funny.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. We love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
All right, Lorraine, what's going on in Hollywood?
So I don't know if you guys saw this, but it's kind of funny, and it was going viral that Justin Bieber was left kind of pantsless wearing Skims on a billboard mix-up. The billboard was on on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, and it was supposed to be Justin's Balenciaga ad, but apparently it was just the top of it, and they were still working to cover up the Kim Kardashian Skims ad underneath, so it appeared that Justin was wearing Skims.
Yeah, did you see that, Nicole? You're a big Bieber fan. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, I did.
Nah. That's funny. Like, it's like the perfect edit,
you
know?
It looked funny.
All right, so Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he has got a doppelganger, and I was showing Mani earlier today. It's uncanny. Like,
I didn't know which one was The Rock and which one was the doppelganger.
So there's apparently a police officer in Alabama who looks just like The Rock, so much so that it caught The Rock's eye, and he retweeted a picture of them, and he has now been invited by the police department to come and do a ride-along with the lookalike.
That's going to be awesome.
Is awesome.
That's cool.
You know who my doppelganger is?
Sean Spicer.
Former White House press secretary, fabulous man, Republican Sean Spicer, that's right.
Yep. You never mind.
And Dancing with the Stars contestant, Sean Spicer.
I was going to make a joke, but everyone would be like, Roy's being political.
Okay.
And everyone would be coming after me, even though it was a joke. I was just going to say that you... And
oh, you're going to tell it anyway?
Oh, okay.
I was going to say you're just as truthful as him. Right. You spit the facts just like him. But then everyone would be like, oh, that liberal Roy.
Anyway, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, JoJo Siwa is going to be on this season, upcoming. And she will be the first ever woman paired with another woman.
Nice.
So she's making history there, but she's saying, like, she's not going to stop there. She's going for the title as well, saying that women are just better dancers.
Listen, I don't know how they're going to sell it. My aunt absolutely loves the show, watches every episode, and she's also super conservative. So we'll see how that goes for her with a woman dancing with another woman.
Whoopi Goldberg, she was hit with a $50 million lawsuit from New Jersey. She was supposed to develop a studio there, and this has been going on for 15 years. So the city, do you know where this is, Maney? West Orange, New Jersey?
West Orange, yes, I know it. Yep.
So they're apparently hitting Whoopi with a $50 million lawsuit over the real estate deal.
I would say that if something wasn't developed in 15 years, that maybe there's a chance it's not going to be developed, West Orange.
Yeah, they want somebody else to do it now.
There's property down where I live on the corner of a busy street that we commute to. And they're talking about putting a Publix there or like a Harris Teeter and a gas station. And there's all these like Facebook posts and pages like, you got to go to the board meeting. You got to go to the board meeting. Make sure you fight it. I'm like, I want it.
Yeah, right?
Convenient.
Right.
Anyway, if you want more celebrity gossip or you want to see that Justin Bieber Skims photo, you can go to kiss951.com.
All right, Roy, people want to listen to the show. They didn't catch all of it today. They can listen to the full show on the replay.
Yep, it's the MRL On Demand podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just type in the main number on the Rim Morning Show. We'll pop up. And what else?
Well, some people said that our yesterday episode of the MRL show replay wasn't up, but we think it's up and ready to go. So maybe it's wherever you listen that you weren't getting it.
Yeah, sometimes it does that weird thing where it takes a while to update.
Right. That's it, man. Everybody, make sure you listen to Cameron. She's up next. We'll be back tomorrow morning with a brand new War of the Roses at 7:50. We're excited to get that going on the air for you. I can't believe it's already Thursday.
All right. Have a good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.